ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Mike Causey and sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, it was certainly a terrible game last night in the NFL.
Yeah, they're canonizing this guy Jackson as the greatest quarterback to ever play.
He's going to he's good, but he's young, and we have to, you know, well, you and I say this in a lot of sports. Well, you got to put your years in and then wait for the canonization to happen.
He's a gimmick quarterback. He runs around. He does this. He does that. Let's see what happens. I mean, everybody's trying to scheme how to beat him. I don't know a hell of a lot about football, but if they drop six, rush four, and put a spy on him, if you have a linebacker that can chase him, I think you're going to stop him. So we'll see what happens. It's a big game this week between the Ravens and the 49ers at 1 o'clock. Let me see, what adjective? Luckily, we can't watch it because the Jets and the Giants play at 1 o'clock. So we have to watch the Jets and the Giants. And you can't watch the game that everybody's going to bill as a potential Super Bowl game. So enjoy your Jet and Giant game this weekend, folks. You can't watch the biggest game in the NFL.
Unless you have DirecTV.
Well, I don't.
I know. It's too expensive.
Not that I'd watch it anyway, but yeah. People that like football can't watch the best game that's being played this week. You have to watch the Jets and the Giants.
All right, so how did we do with our picks last night?
We won. We both put Baltimore.
All right.
You didn't try to do anything crazy last night.
No. And unfortunately, the Rams, they're done for the year. They're done.
There's a lot of teams in the NFC that are done.
Unbelievable.
You know, because you got the 49ers and the Seahawks that are close to each other. They're 10-1, 9-2. And then you're going to have the Vikings and the Packers who are close to each other. So whichever teams don't win that division, that's going to be your wild card team. And there's nobody else close to the Vikings or the Seahawks unless they fall apart and somebody else suddenly figures out how to win. Your six teams in the NFC are pretty much set. It's just going to see who gets the bye and who gets the wild card.
All right. Well, with that being said, and what else? What else happened? Hey, your friend Carmelo poured in a bunch of points last night in the NBA.
Yeah, he's back. He's great. He's amazing. He's an all-star, Hall of Famer, second greatest basketball player to ever live. He's the best.
Okay.
Let's move on to another story.
All right.
How come all those privileged children that rushed the field at the Yale Bowl Saturday didn't go to jail?
They weren't only children. There were adults there, too.
Well, how come they all didn't go to jail?
They should have all been shown an appearance ticket. Absolutely. That's one thing I believe in protests, and I believe in peaceful protests. But I also believe that your peaceful protest is in vain if you don't get charged for it. I mean, there's got to be some reason you want to break the law, okay?
Well, if you or I or any other normal person ran onto a football field, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, you're going to, or if you don't go into jail that day, you're going to get an appearance to show up in court, and then you're
at least pay a big fine, which is a slap on the wrist for the Golden children. They should go to jail. They should have to do time. That should be on their record for doing something stupid like that.
But you have to understand, it wasn't just students.
Whomever.
Okay? Yeah. All right. I'm just saying that it just wasn't young kids and students. There were adults in there too. It was just a stupid thing to do because nobody cares about that game anymore anyway, except for.
Well, it's not the game that it's the incident. Yeah, it's an illegal incident.
Yeah. I mean, it's Well, it's like when the Mets defeated Cincinnati. I was at Shea Stadium years ago in the playoffs and stuff. I went out in the field and I got a piece of the field.
And that's what kind of like put the clamps on it. Was I remember when everybody rushed the field when the Mets beat Cincinnati, when the Mets beat Baltimore and they tore the fields up. That's kind of like what stopped people from rushing the fields. So.
Yeah.
The Mets would have to stick and thank the Mets for something.
But I did get pushed. I did get pushed out of the field by a New York City cop.
Yeah, they were pretty good back then.
Well, no, I was slow. Everybody else could run fast.
I'm sure they still got a few of them.
Yeah, well, they like I said, they didn't arrest me, but they gruffly got me off the field and got me off the field.
A little crack with a billy club across the leg would make you think twice about it.
Well, that's all I would
God forbid you do that. Hey, you can't do that.
All right. Well, anything else going on in sports? I mean,
Islanders lost. They got beat 3-0 by Anaheim last night. The Rangers beat Minnesota in overtime 3-2. Interesting thing with the Rangers this week. They played Monday, they play Wednesday, they play Friday, and they play Saturday. Four games for the Cream Puffs in 5-6 days.
Could wear them out for the year.
That could be it. It could be their downfall. And it's interesting, too. The NHL has a bunch of games the day after Thanksgiving in the afternoon, something I've never seen before. The Rangers lead it off at 1 o'clock playing the Bruins in Boston.
That is strange.
Never seen that before. Never seen that before. The day after Thanksgiving, there is 7 games played between 1 and 4 o'clock with the majority at 4. Then a 5 o'clock, a 6 o'clock, a 7 o'clock game. There's only really 3 night games on Friday night. Everything's being played in the afternoon with the NHL. I guess they're trying something different to fill the void of the lack of big college football games that used to be on Friday afternoon.
All right, and taking a look at the Thanksgiving football at 12:30, it starts off with the Bears and the Lions. And then at 4:30, the Bills and the Cowboys. And at 8:20, the Saints and the Falcons.
Well, didn't the Cowboys used to play the Redskins every Thanksgiving? Wasn't that like a traditional game?
All I know is that, no, I don't know if they always played the Redskins, but I'm pretty sure they tried to set it up that way. But the traditional game was the Lions. And then also...
Oh, yeah, well, it was always the Lions, yeah.
But then the Cowboys...
The Cowboys always played the Redskins.
Yeah, then the Cowboys got in on it. Yeah, you're probably right, but now in this day of sports where sports is, it's not the case.
So there's really three trash can games on Thursday.
That's exactly right. So it's just as well that you're going to be kind of half passed out from food anyway.
That's a shame. They should have at least one good game on.
You would think so. You would think so. But
I mean, wouldn't you pay big money to watch the Jets play the Bengals on Thanksgiving night?
Here's the games that should be on there. The Bears should be playing the Packers. The Cowboys should be playing one of the NFC opponents, the Eagles, actually. It should be a flex schedule. And the Saints should be playing San Francisco. That would be a good schedule.
Yeah, they could have done that. They could have flopped.
Yeah.
The San Diego the New Orleans game and the 49ers game for, instead of next week, this week, and then have the Baltimore game next week. But, you know, that takes foresight, something the NFL doesn't have.
All right, well, I've got foresight to take a look at the weather. I'll check with you mañana.
Hey, enjoy today. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it is going to be a nice day today. We deserve it.
Pushing 60 here, so.
Well, it's going to be in the 50s today, so I'll enjoy that.
Enjoy it.
I'll be able now to get rid of my frozen dead mums. Okay.
Hey, we close Thanksgiving?
We are not close Thanksgiving, but you are not going to report on Thanksgiving. Just take it easy and have a great day off.
All right, great. So we'll do our Thursday games tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
All right, cool.
But then Friday, I expect you back in school.
Yeah, I'll be around Friday. I'll be somewhere. I'll be able to call.
Okay. All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.